It's 11:39. My name's Amy McIver. I'm in for Kino today, and thank you for spending your Reconciliation Day morning with us. An interesting story now about climate activation and a very inspiring project happening right here in Cape Town. A group of learners from across Cape Town have decided to get actively involved in protecting the environment. These learners joined a million other young people from around the world in a project that enjoys the endorsement of the Dalai Lama and animal rights activist Dr. Jane Goodall. The students took part in a free interactive innovation project called the Climate Action Project. And teacher Renee Farrenfort and her year six students decided to join the project. I'm joined now by Renee to tell us more about this. Renee, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Tell us more about this project you and your students have been involved in.
Hi, good morning, Amy. So the Climate Action Project is a global project, and it's one that comprises about 2.5 million students across 135 countries. It is a project that aims to change students' behavior concerning climate change and other environmental threats. And it also aims to change society's mindset. And the medium through which this is done is through education. I think it's quite important that we consider the objectives and the work of the Climate Action Project against the backdrop of the fact that climate change is not a conspiracy, a fallacy, or a hoax. A vaccine, I think, will be found for corona, and we need to remain conscious of the fact that there is no vaccine for the damage that is caused by climate change. So we need to take action, and we need to do it now.
And what did the project physically entail, Renee?
The project that my school, the International School of Cape Town, and I got involved in entailed an overnight trip to Robben Island, where, amongst other things, we engaged in a marine cleanup. And once the dirt had been collected, the debris had been collected from the shoreline, we went back to the multipurpose center on the island and analyzed and spoke about what we found and possibly the origins of the various bits of litter and the pollutants as such. And what we are hoping to do now is to extend that consciousness of waste and look at, I suppose in a nutshell, it could be mitigating climate change through waste management, bearing in mind that my children are 11 years old, the children in my class. So it's quite young, but they're very able. 11-year-olds are a lot more able than I think many of us give them credit for.
Indeed. Renee, has there been much collaboration with some of your international counterparts?
Yes, there has been collaboration. We've been very ably supported by people from who head up Koen Timmers, who's based in Belgium, who's one of the founders of the Climate Action Project. And we have had other professionals, other teachers, and I link up in various forms across the six-week period that the project was running. And that obviously we're hoping to extend to doing collaboration between classrooms, classroom exchanges, and I suppose e-twinning, my class twinning with schools in other countries.
Fantastic. And you say it was a six-week period, but I would imagine this is more of a sort of an ongoing project. I mean, climate activation climate change and conservation and all those sort of things are not a one-off project, are they? They're an ongoing thing that we all need to address.
Absolutely. If you think very simply put, climate change is the periodic modification of the Earth's climate. And this is as a result of human action. So there are chemical effects, biological, geographic factors within the Earth system that are affected. And more and more we need to be asking, you know, the question, why are these things happening and what can we do? And so it's not about theorizing or making it a purely academic exercise where we learn, you know, big words and write tests. We need to get active, get our hands dirty, quite literally, and do stuff.
Renee, I think your pupils or your learners were obviously quite fortunate in that you were sort of spearheading this project at the international school. But children from other schools that want to get involved, how can they go about doing that?
So I can provide you with an email address, and I'd be more than happy to share the details of how to get involved with whoever would like to. And we would certainly welcome as many people as possible joining from across the Western Cape and the country.
Great. So what's that email then?
It's renee@theprimaryplace.co.za.
renee@theprimaryplace.co.za, and it's R-E-N-E.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Renee, for your time. Thank you for what you're doing to make the world a better place.